Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Warren.
Look, it's an absolute pleasure. I'm standing here at Cooktown Airport at the moment. I was just talking to Michael Ross, who is the chairman of the Ockliff Group, which owns a series of cattle, probably about a million hectares up in Cape York. And the one thing that they desperately need to make a quid up there is cattle. Mm. Now, here you have the ILC that was established to support Indigenous groups in establishing these properties. The ILC has stepped in. They took over Crocodile. They took over Welcome Station. They took over the Amerapa, which is a beautiful property for cattle. And it's been the dream of one of the old fellows up there, Wolfie Keppel, for years to re-establish it as a cattle station. And only 2 years ago, they took over the lease of Bulimba, another very, very good property on the Tate River. Now, they took that over on a 20-year lease 2 years ago to establish it as a working cattle station, and then they're going to hand it over to the traditional owners. Now, 2 years down the track, and they shifted all these cattle, beautiful hybrid cattle from their properties in Western Australia over near Broome. They trucked them over here, beautiful cattle, and they started breeding them up here. Now they decided they want to go in a different, this is the ILC, go in a different direction. So they've decided now that they're going to destock these properties. They're going to hand them back to the traditional owners. They've spent millions of dollars in some cases, like on Merapa, doing up the infrastructure. But they're going to now destock these properties. They've already sent over 1,000 head out. These are high-quality, well-bred cattle. They're sending them to the meatworks. They're sending stud bulls that are desperately needed to the meatworks to have their heads cut off. And they're basically handing back the traditional owners the property bare. And they're saying, oh, they're doing them a favour because they're going to then offer these properties out for adjustment. So somebody else can come in and adjust the cattle, and it'll guarantee that the traditional owners are going to fail yet again. And, of course, they'll be blamed for it. I cannot believe the stupidity and the insensitivity of the ILC, and this has to stop.
So do you think they are setting them up for failure?
Guarantee. You can't hand back traditional... I mean, understand, the one thing that the traditional owners up here understand is cattle. They can work with cattle. No problem at all. The stockmen up here are renowned. What they don't have skills for is management of the properties. They need help and support. They're never going to get that if the property is only offered out for adjustment. The only best they can hope for is to be employed as one of the local ringers. They need that. If they own these properties, they need those skills, and they're never, ever going to be able to do those skills if they haven't got bloody cattle on those properties to operate. I just cannot believe the ILC is arguing that they're not making a profit. It's not for them to make a profit. It's for them to set them up and assist the traditional owners and train them in the local people to go in and do it. Now, if they can't do it themselves, and clearly they can't, they should have been bringing in the skills from outside. The fact that they have failed doesn't mean to say then they have to dump the traditional owners by handing back their properties. It is just beggars belief. I'm absolutely outraged.
Just real quickly, in the case of the Bulimba Station, the ILC entered a 20-year partnership to establish a mate of cattle enterprise in 2016. And as you said, it's only been 2 years since then.
2 years.
How are they allowed to turn their backs on a planned 20-year partnership?
They're the questions that we have to ask. I'm telling you, it's 2 years of a 20-year deal where they were going to set it up and get it operational. It's beautiful country out there in that area. Set it up, train up the local people to do it and hand it back to them as a working property with the skills and it provides employment, it implies, self-determination, it employs opportunities for kids. But two years later, they've decided now they'll destock it and get rid of it. It is just beggar's bullish. Crocodile and Welcome, beautiful properties, magnificent cattle there, great opportunities. I remember when they bought the cattle across all those years ago, they bought those cattle across, and the local people, traditional owners, when they were handing the property back, were so excited. And now, what's happening? They're going to be...
Apologies, but I'm going to have to end it there, Warren, because we do have the news in just 5 seconds. Thank you for joining us so briefly.